This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
A 25-year-old intelligence contractor has become the first person to be charged with leaking classified information under the Trump administration. The Justice Department announced yesterday that Reality Lee Winner, an NSA contractor, had been charged with removing classified material from a government facility and mailing it to a news outlet. The official complaint against Winner says she admitted to printing out a May 5th intelligence document describing new details about Russian efforts to hack voting systems in the U.S. a week prior to the 2016 presidential election, and then mailing it to the online news organization The Intercept. This morning, Russia is denying the allegations laid out in that intel document, calling them false and unfounded. Barely an hour after The Intercept published its article yesterday, the charges against Winner were announced. Her attorney told NBC News this client is, quote, looking forward to putting this behind her. And she has no prior criminal history. We'll talk a lot more about this when Morning Joe comes right.
Well, putting it behind her, I'm especially in light of all the focus on Linker Scott. I mean, a couple things concern me right off the bat is that, they were talking that there were three people that they had in the crosshairs. This is the first one to be announced. You know, is she in the inopportune position of becoming a potential scapegoat for all the years and years of leaking that has taken place in Washington, D.C., because that's all part of the culture? I don't know. And the other thing that which comes back to mind is that, is this, in a sense, is this stolen property? I mean, and I look at it as if it's stolen property, and if you have your hands on stolen property, then aren't you complicit? You know, so you have the leaker and you have the company that received this information that knew it was this way. And I don't know. I think it's worth the debate to hammer this out. If we're saying that this information is so critical to our country's national security, should it not be treated as property? It's technically it's property that belongs to us, we the people, and somebody else has it. And, it has possession of it, but it seems like once it crosses the threshold from the leaker to the receiver, then the receiver's okay. They're covered by, First Amendment rights, freedom of the press, and that sort of thing. But I think we need to have that conversation and say, look, if you are in possession of stolen property, which my mind says that's stolen property, then you're complicit in the act itself, if you're going to do something about leaking. But it seems like we'll get right up to the line, and it's like, okay, you want to go after the leaker, but what about, what about the news agencies that get access? And they go, okay, well, that's your tough loss. That's the way we find out, information, and whatever justification comes up to place. But I think we're cutting hairs here a little bit. But if we're really serious about doing something about it, what do you think? Do you think if we draw the line and just say, okay, well, this is stolen property, now you're in possession of stolen property and you'll be treated and you're subject to the law, just like in any other situation where stolen property is involved? It's not only the person that stole it, but the person who's in receipt of it, right? If you're serious about doing it, I think that that's something that needs to be discussed. Let me know your thoughts at hashtag BMartinezLive. Chime in or send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. While you're sending me an email, don't forget, we have that ultimate Shack Pack that I would love to put in your hands. We've got more to give away. The ultimate Shack Pack, courtesy of Lionsgate, which includes the Shack Blu-ray DVD, Shack Roast Sticks, Just Plant Water and Watch. You get the DVD, the movie, you get these Grow Sticks, and the Shack Digital CD, all compliments of Lionsgate, no purchase necessary. Make sure you go to the shack.movie for more information.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, honored to have you along with us as we join ranks shoulder to shoulder, back to back, to come against those nefarious forces that want to do everything they can to delay, obstruct, and just get in the way of an efficient government. It is time that we, the people, speak up and say enough is enough. Dr. Kevin Gutzman is with us right now, professor chairman in the Department of History at Western Connecticut State University, faculty member at libertyclassroom.com, author of 4 books, 2 of which were book club main selections and 2 of which were bestsellers, has appeared in over 300 broadcasts. And his book, Who Killed the Constitution? The Fate of American Liberty from World War I to George W. Bush, an incredible read. You'll love the book. If you haven't already have your hands on it, make sure you share it. You will enjoy it immensely. It'll get the thinking juices rolling again, okay? Dr. Gutzman, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. Good to have you with us.
Glad to be here, Bill.
Hey, let's talk about your recent article about James Madison and the other founding fathers. They seem to be a threat to today's students. What is going on here?
Well, it's very odd. You know, in Madison, Wisconsin, there's a petition being circulated to rename James Madison Memorial High School. And apparently the complaint that the person who wrote the petition has is that James Madison was a slave owner, and so the petitioner feels unsafe in James Madison Memorial High School.
Because all of a sudden we have an outbreak of slave owners now in the modern era as a result of this?
Well, apparently, actually, the latest from the petitioners is, you know, we actually like the idea of just having it be called Madison High, because, you know, Madtown is kind of a cool name for your high school. So they've moved from getting rid of the name altogether to just having it be called Madison High School. And, you know, obviously what's going on here is that there's a bit of kind of bandwagon effect. People want a petition and they want to find some guy who owns slaves and say, oh, I feel unsafe. But bottom line is, I think these people are just ignorant of history. So, mm-hmm. For example, James Madison was born into a society in which slavery was a common institution. His father was a slave owner. He inherited slaves. But that's not the end of the story. He actually worked against slavery,
yes,
and took substantial steps to bring slavery to an end, such as, for example, lobbying in Congress for the bill that ultimately made it illegal to import slaves into the United States. And for a long time, Madison was the president of the American Colonization Society, whose purpose was to free slaves in the United States and find somewhere else they could live without being oppressed by their former masters.
Mm-hmm.
So there's more to the story than just that, and I think people aren't aware of it. generally slavery was taken as normal up to the middle of the 18th century, and the peculiar contribution of Western Europeans, like the people who founded the United States, to the history of slavery in the world was to get rid of it.
Exactly.
They're the ones who had the idea of getting rid of it.
Right.
Otherwise, it probably would still exist.
Almost makes you wonder,
actually,
Kevin.
It does still exist.
Yeah,
in Northwest Africa, there still is slavery.
Right.
And so this is emblematic of the fact that people aren't being very well educated about American history, among other things.
Well, it makes you wonder if that's the basis of your thinking. What are we doing today that, 50-100 years down the road, people are going to say, well, you know, Kevin Gutzman is invalidated because you were doing something that was normal to the culture at that point in time, and your contribution to society is now invalidated.
Well, of course, that's true, too. People should be judged in the context in which they lived.
Mm-hmm.
So, up to very recently, there were various institutions or various practices that we now consider unacceptable. Did people in the past live under them? Well, certainly they did.
Mm-hmm.
But that's different from saying that they were advocates of them, they were responsible for them, or if they thought about it, they didn't do anything about them. None of those are true of Madison. And so, again, this is just kind of emblematic of what's going on in the country now. People want to find something to protest, and I think their protests are misdirected.
Well, it makes you wonder, where's the faculty? Where's the principal of the school? I mean, here they are. I mean, they're going to this high school that carries the proud name and one that, doesn't need any kind of excuses. The fourth president of the United States, the father of the American Constitution. I mean, what a genius, and what he contributed to the founding of this country. All that is lost because, somebody is, miseducated and like you say, is not very well informed to understand who James Madison, but, I would blame the school and the principal in not promoting, like you say, just in a simple couple sentences you made about the fourth president and founding father of the country, James Madison. I would think the students would go, oh, wow, that's something to be proud of, not to be fearful of.
Right. And I have a feeling that when these people get through high school, they aren't going to know anything about that. So This is symptomatic of a general ignorance that is, to some extent, the responsibility of the education system. I mean,
exactly.
Obviously, there are other causes that are related, too. But if some kid comes to you and says, well, I think that these people who were leaders in establishing a Republican society with a big space, liberal space for people to make their own choices in life, they should be denigrated because they lived in the past when institutions that they took the lead in getting rid of still existed. That's nonsensical. And my guess is that the average signatory to this petition.
Yeah, you got 1,500 signatures.
Pardon
you got 1,500 signatures so far on this thing. You know, supporting,
right.
So are you kidding me? I mean, that's a lot of, misinformed people here, young people.
Yeah, so let's poll them and see how many of them know that Madison was the fellow who coined the term free exercise of religion, right?
Mm-hmm.
That term had never been heard before when James Madison came up with it at age 25 in the Virginia Convention in 1776. So turn on your TV, see people being thrown off buildings for being homosexual or girls having acid thrown in their faces for going to school because girls aren't supposed to go to school, or,
mm-hmm.
James Madison is the fellow most responsible for the fact that we don't have that in the United States. But no, we don't want his name on our high school. Why? Well, probably the main reason is because we don't know any better.
Mm-hmm. Well, and this has been a movement, whether it's there at Madison High School, in the South, we've got, Confederate figures or leaders in the South during the Civil War, statues that are being torn down. I mean, we're losing something here of our history that I think is very important, and we need to hit the pause button for just a little bit, Dr. Guzman. What do you say?
Yes, I agree.
Well, Dr. Kevin Guzman has been with us. He's the author of the book, Who Killed the Constitution? Think about it. And then next, get your hands on it. You will be blessed. Kevin, thank you so much. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction. But what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lautinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week, in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day, along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Warning. Texting while driving is illegal just about everywhere. So if you want 20/20 vision and you're driving, pull over when you can. Because a life-changing offer is just one text away. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering absolutely free evaluations and dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK. Text the word CLEAR88 to 350-350 to get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. Text to schedule your free appointment to see if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Don't miss out. When you text CLEAR88 to 350-350, you'll also get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Today, it's your turn. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you've always wanted for a fraction of what others charge. This great offer is just one text away. Text CLEAR88 to 350-350. That's C-L-E-A-R 88 to 350-350.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way we roll. It's what we do. What we're committed to getting this country back on track. You know, you think of all the waste that has taken place in our country at our expense. And, you know, this is the thing. I said this the other day and people go, yeah, I hadn't even thought about that. You know, that all the politicians are still getting their paychecks. They're still getting health care. Meanwhile, the forgotten men and women on Main Street America is going, hey, what's wrong with this picture, huh? This is Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And each year, the National Egg Day is recognized as an egg-citing reason to celebrate the many tasty qualities of the egg. Joining us today is a true expert. Boy, I'll tell you, they're having fun with this one. Charlie Langtry. He is the president and CEO of Eggland's Best. You're familiar with it. These are my favorite eggs. A company celebrating its 25th anniversary this year. Welcome, Charlie Langtry, to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Well, thank you, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here. As you could say, I'm very excited to be with you.
Exactly. Well, good. And so am I, because I got to tell you, in all the years that I've been in radio, I've never spoken with an expert before. But so here you are, the first expert to be on this show. So
my pleasure.
Yeah, great. So let's talk about National Egg Day and the importance of it.
Well, it tries to bring eggs to the forefront, and eggs were seen back when as the perfect food, and quite frankly, they still are. But they were maligned over the years, a little, with cholesterol and other issues, and people stopped consuming eggs. But now, with the advent of better egg products like Eggland's Best, people are coming back to eggs, and it's important for not only from a nutritional standpoint, but from, I mean, eggs are a nutrient-dense food and provide you an excellent, excellent food for a very, very reasonable price. And the American dairy farmers, the American egg farmers, they go out of their way to produce just exceptional quality products and give the consumer a very, very fair shake on them.
Exactly.
And we happen to have how Eggland's Best was invented back in, early 1990s was consumers said to us, provide us a better egg, one that tastes better, one that's nutritionally superior, one that's fresher. And that's how we started Eggland's Best, to do that.
Well, that's great.
And over the years, we've continued to grow and grow, and we're now the number one egg basically in the world, number one egg in the United States from a branded standpoint. And we're very proud of that. We're very proud that consumers have voted with their wallets and said, I like this product and it's good for us.
Yeah, voted with their wallets based on their taste buds. I mean, like I said, for you, for me, it's been, my favorite egg. It's my egg of choice, I might say. I'm not saying it just because you're here, but it's the fact that you are here gives me the opportunity to congratulate you on fulfilling your mission. When you say you wanted to, you had to improve the egg, not getting too deep in the weeds, I mean, that really kind of got my attention. How do you improve the egg?
Well, we start with the feed. Mm-hmm. And I can say, Bill, that probably these, our chickens for Eggland's Best, eat better than you do. Wow. And they can't cheat on their diet.
Yeah.
And we have the same diet, whether we're in California or Florida or Maine or anywhere in the country, same exact diet. And it's an all-vegetarian diet with no animal fat, no animal byproducts. Only the best products do we put into this diet. And we took, and let's say an ordinary supermarket egg has some vitamin D in it. Well, we used to have four times more vitamin A. Now we had a continuous improvement. Now we have six times more vitamin D. And vitamin D is very essential in good bone health and really fighting multiple diseases. So we keep on, what can we put in? Six times more vitamin D, 10 times more vitamin E. What can we take out? 25% less saturated fat. Our egg is compatible with a cholesterol conscious diet. I mean, eat 10 pounds of bacon with it, you're not going to help yourself, but
kind of defeating the purpose there.
Your purpose.
Yeah.
But if you have eggs, and we've had medical studies done where people ate 12 eggs a week, 12 Eggland's Best eggs a week, and they had a reduction in their blood serum cholesterol and in their LDL, which is the bad stuff. So what it does is it gives permission for people to eat eggs. And plus that, with the special formula, people have indicated, and we've received awards for the last 12 years, for best tasting egg, superior nutrition, fresher, staying fresher longer. You put a better product together. Eggs are good.
Mm-hmm.
Eggland's Best, we believe, is better.
Well, eggs have gone through quite a revolution, you know, when you think about it. And to hear this information, Charlie, it's quite enlightening. What about consumers' eating habits? How that changed over the last 25 years with regard to eating eggs?
Well, from a standpoint of eggs, they are eating more special eggs like Eggland's Best as our sales continue to grow and have grown for 19 consecutive years. There's a tendency for some consumers to have more of, say, cage-free or organic products. So we have Eggland's Best cage-free. We have Eggland's Best organic. And the trend towards convenience has been a big thing. Mm-hmm. So how do you make the egg more convenient? So we have liquid eggs. We have hard-cooked eggs. We're trying to say, here, we have Eggland's Best. How do we produce them in so many different ways so that they're convenient for the person's lifestyle?
Mm-hmm.
And that area has grown.
Exactly.
So, we'll continue to modify. We'll continue to improve. One thing we do is we really do a tremendous amount of testing. And, in fact, we reject 600,000 eggs a day that do not meet the Eggland's Best standards. So we're only giving the customer exactly the perfect Eggland's Best eggs, and then we put a stamp on it.
Exactly. Yeah, you gotta look for the stamp. That's for sure.
That's right.
You know, eggs have changed. Charlie, are you amazed when you first thought about setting up this company and doing something and answering a consumer need for a better egg that you would be here today? I mean, 25 years later. I mean, this is amazing.
No, I didn't at all. But sounds funny, but it kind of grows on you. And people are very emotional. I used to have different products like baby food in past years and margarine, but way back when. But there isn't that commitment that the egg producers have. I mean, I'm dealing with egg producers, and we have farms in over 34 states. And these are family businesses that have gone from one generation to that. We have some that are their fourth or fifth generation, and this is what they do. And it's not just a job to them. Mm-hmm. It's a vocation.
Right. Well, what's so special? I mean, we touched a little bit on some of the specialness. I'm going to give you we got about a minute and a half left here, about Eggland's Best eggs. What do you want people to perceive in terms of the specialness of Eggland's Best?
What I want them to know, whether they want the Eggland's Best Organic, Eggland's Best Cage Free, Eggland's Best Classic in the red, white, and blue carton. Mm-hmm. What I want them to know is that all the awards we receive for being better tasting, what I want them to know is that it's a nutritionally superior egg, and science and publications have done studies that our eggs stay fresher longer. So better taste, better nutrition, better freshness, Eggland's Best.
Sounds good to me.
It should be available in most supermarkets in the United States. And if they want any more information, they can go to our website, egglandsbest.com. And if they hit in there /promotions, there's a free downloadable cookbook that is available for them to utilize. So that's something that they can utilize and hopefully make their own special recipes out of them.
Well, that's great. Charles Langtry, President and CEO of Eggland's Best. Charlie, thank you so much for being with us. Great stuff here. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
I'll tell you, you know, this is what really makes this country so great. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Where else in the world can you enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of, you know, have a shot at it, have a fair chance at winning? And that's what we're trying to protect, even in our conversations about how our politicians have been trying to, jury-rig the system. You know, in our conversation with Dan Blatt earlier, in terms of all these policies that they've encumbered our country with, our businesses and that sort of thing. And in fact, I saw something this morning where you had this young man, what was he, on Shark Tank, Scott, or something? I think it was Shark Tank. He's got this franchise of lemonade stands, and you know, for a while there, that was a problem. You know, little kids couldn't even do lemonade stands because we were so regulated, and somehow the government still, you know, with a straight face, tried to justify this. This is how insane this is. Well, welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. About 27 minutes before the top of the hour, Suki Kim joined us, South Korean-born American investigative journalist. I love investigative journalists. And the reason I do is because they go to those places that a lot of people will not go to, and they're willing to roll up their sleeves and do a lot of hard work. I mean, this is really, I am just so grateful for people who are willing to go deep into a story. And Suki Kim did, the only writer ever to go live undercover in North Korea. And, boy, that's got to bring some trepidation, because you hear, of how not just journalists, but I mean just everyday people, you know, all of a sudden if the crosshairs are on you in North Korea, well then you're, forget about what you're doing. You're in jail. You go fast. You forget about collecting $200 or, you know, you just go past go. You're straight to jail. Suki Kim is the author of the New York Times bestselling Without You, There Is No Us, Undercover Among the Sons of North Korea's Elite. Suki Kim, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Hi, thanks for having me.
Well, good to have you here, and I hope it was okay that, I mean, I really have a genuine, I want to say more than affinity, but appreciation for investigative journalists, because it's not easy. Not everybody can do investigative journalistic work.
Well, I mean, investigative journalism is necessary when it's impossible to really cover it in any mm-hmm. traditional way. Because, you know, a place like North Korea, which is a land of propaganda. Mm-hmm. So it's a place where press is not allowed at all. And also, you know, any foreign press going in there can really only cover it according to what the regime allows.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a fine line between actually journalism and PR for the regime.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a place where we just don't know what the truth is inside. So there was really no other way. I've covered North Korea for over a decade, and there was really no way to investigate that. In my case, I went undercover.
Mm. Well, yeah, you went to North Korea undercover for the PUTS, which is Pyongyang University of Science and Technology, which amazingly is an evangelical Christian university that predates the communist regime, but cannot proselytize. I mean, so here you are already going undercover into North Korea, supported by an evangelical Christian university. I mean, how many more things do you want against you just coming through the border there?
I mean, it's a complicated premise to explain. And I've been to North Korea through about a 10-year period repeatedly.
Mm-hmm.
And each time I went in, you only go for a couple of days or a week, whatever, and you get, you know, you basically can only function with the North Korean government minder
mm-hmm.
and really can't see anything. So even if you do interviews, it would be set up by the regime.
Uh-huh.
So the final time, which was 2011, I actually, you know, I had been courting an organization for a few years by then, because I found out that there was an international university being built in, of all the places in the world, North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, pursued this organization and got in there because it turned out that their premise is that they were not allowed to proselytize,
mm-hmm.
but they were allowed to set up this university. And that, the reason for that is complicated, but basically mm-hmm. the evangelical organization, which is an international one,
mm-hmm.
was now providing, you know, financial support. You know, they were basically funding the whole thing,
right.
The university, which cost millions, $35 million at least, to build and operate.
So when you first decided to take on this project, what was your mission, Suki, when you started out? What were you hoping to accomplish here?
I needed to, you know, I mean, I've interviewed by then over 100 of actors and had traveled repeatedly. And, you know, I was really, I'm also South Korean, born and raised there.
Mm-hmm.
I came to America in my teen years. And, you know, what is really most horrifying about this topic is that there's just no humanity being covered because we don't know anything. We can't get in there.
Right.
So I needed to deliver that these are human beings. You know, mm-hmm. we know that there's a gulag and the famine and nuclear tension and all that. But beyond that is that there's 25 million human beings stuck in there, living in there. And
mm-hmm.
who are they? What are they thinking? What are they feeling? You know, and that's what I needed to get to. In order to do that, I have to be embedded in the system,
mm-hmm.
you know, to really truly understand the psychology. And that's what I found in 2011, which was North Korea's 100th year. You know, they count the calendar system differently from the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
So that year, I ended up going in there and living with, in a military compound, really. It's a university, mm-hmm. but it was guarded by, you know, with soldiers.
Right.
And living in there, none of us were allowed out. And there were about 270 young men. And these were the creme de la creme of North Korea. Basically the future leaders
mm-hmm.
That's going to inherit that nation. So that time I lived for 6 months and eating 3 meals a day with them, living in this place where none of us were allowed out. So what I was after was really understanding them on a personal level.
Mm-hmm.
And once you really, I really believe that if you understand how they think and how they feel, and if you can feel empathy for the you know, no matter how evil the system is, then you can really contemplate and really ponder and really think about how are we going to deal with this problem. It's the most violent, most inhumane place in the world, a system mm-hmm. that's been in existence for 70-some years, basically mm-hmm. a gulag posing as a nation.
Right. Well, you know, like you say, you know, so much we don't know about North Korea. I mean, and this is a problem. When you don't understand and there's not communication, this can lead to war. This can lead to all kinds of disruption. So when you're there meeting, you're in this military compound, I mean, are you free to have open conversations with these young men to really get, you know, get a better understanding of, you know, what their worldview is? Or not much of a worldview.
Yeah. Nothing is ever allowed. It's a place where it's nothing but the great leader. There's only one television channel, one topic allowed. They don't run anything, really. I was under a very strict set of rules to never mention anything. But, you know, human beings are human beings. And they were, at the time, 19 and 20 years old. So when you live with them, even when you're not allowed to say much, you know, little things start to escape. You know, it's pretty clear soon that they didn't learn anything, or whatever they were taught were lies. Mm-hmm. Or if they're curious, sometimes they'll, like, say one thing, you know, how many channels on American television do we have? Because they only have one channel allowed there, which only shows programs about the great leader, for example. And if they are even remotely curious of what's going on outside, and if they're not really allowed to say that, even in a cafeteria eating a meal with me, and that conversation is being watched by minders absolutely every second and is reported to, then I think that that basically was, I was trying to understand how much of abuse there was in their system. And if they are really curious, what is that curiosity? Do they understand what it means to have a choice?
Hmm.
You know, because if you've never had a choice in your whole life, then you don't really know what that is.
Exactly.
You know?
Well, even so, I mean, for you, South Korean, born and raised, and then now you're an American and you're coming here. I mean, you are a vast, you know, container of potential knowledge and interest for them, but they know better. They've been so conditioned that they know better than to ask. But we're going to talk more about it. Suki Kim is with us. We're talking about her experience as an investigative reporter.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You've tuned in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We'd love to hear from you. And don't forget to tell me that you want to be in the running for that ultimate Shack Pack that we're giving away. Compliments of Lionsgate. Right now, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation with Suki Kim continues. Very fascinating. Her book, New York Times best-selling book, Without You, There Is No Us, Undercover Among the Sons of North Korea's Elite. That was her objective. In the past, she'd been able to interview hundreds of defectors who have left North Korea and found their way into South Korea. I'm sure that was an eye-opening experience for them. And I've heard of, a couple of the interviews, amazing the transformation that they go through. I mean, can you imagine being so isolated, no awareness of the outside world, and all of a sudden it's like somebody turned the lights on? So a very stark contrast for, information that, formerly North Koreans have experienced, but now Suki, it goes undercover, in a sense, all under the guise of ESL, kind of an ESL language, but she's meeting with the elite and getting a better insight as to, this is the creme de la creme of North Korea, right, Suki? And so you think that they would be pretty well advanced, but you're telling me that you're talking about the Internet, and these kids were set aside to understand about the Internet, but they didn't even have access to Internet, so how could they understand it?
Well, they didn't know, but also I think that, what's really alarming was, when I would assign them things like essay writing or letter writing, the logic or critical thinking, like all that was absent a lot of times. And what that signifies is basically, if you can imagine like an abused household, like it was very similar because they'd never been able to think for themselves. Like everything's been controlled. Mm-hmm. They can only do whatever they're allowed to do. They never can, they literally, North Korea is a place where you can't even go to the next town without the permission of the government. Mm-hmm. So if a movement is restricted, information is restricted, education, you only get a bit about the big leader, then things like critical thinking or individual thought are really difficult to form. Or everything is a lie. Everything they've ever been told are lies. And they also told lies to cover up the fact that their government is controlling them, pretending they have the internet when they don't have the internet, things like this. So basically, your values of what's true and lie also get very confused. You know, I mean, these are the things I was after when I was investigating, trying to understand how this world works. Because, you know, things like lack of electricity, you can fix it by giving electricity. But how do you undo this kind of psychological damage that gets formed for 70 years under the most cruel dictatorship in the world?
Well, and like you say, you know, your choice is removed. I mean, you are you're slaves to the state. And
you're
it's not
exactly
like
right. Slaves.
Right.
Yes.
It's not like you can say, well, I'm going to go next door and, you know, go visit some relative. I mean, I got to think, you know, that might be very rare that you might even have that opportunity to do that. But it's more the state telling you where you're going to be, you know, just like we were talking about earlier, that for this 100th anniversary of Kim Il-sung's birth, all university students, except the ones you dealt with, had to cease studies. I mean, they say, hey, we're just going to shut it down for a whole year. And, you know, and you can't complain about it, right?
It's an unfathomable way to live. You know, all young men also, except the elite, have to serve mandatory army service for 10 years.
10 years,
and that,
wow.
That reality means, you know, what that suggests is also that they're just not allowed youth in a way, right? Like mm-hmm. from the ages of 17 to 27, you are serving the country in an army away from your family also.
Right.
So there's just complicated levels of basically dehumanizing their own citizens. So, I mean, for me, North Korea, you know, of course, we have all that the Wikipedia information of brutality, but mm-hmm. there's a humane level. It's unfathomable.
Yes.
How this is allowed to continue today.
Well, you know, in America, we appreciate education and how important it is to civilized life. And for them, you know, when, you know, education is so controlled and so limited, as you say, you're talking, you know, to computer, supposedly, elites that are supposed to understand the computer system, and they have little knowledge of the internet, Facebook, Twitter, you know, go on down the line. So how do you talk about the internet without, and you can't, and you don't have the freedom to talk about Facebook, do you, or Twitter?
You can't. Well, they wouldn't be able to even wrap their idea around that when you've never faced what the internet is. But, you know, everything is like that, though. This is, I think, what I was also learning by living with them, is that nothing is possible to teach. Literature, mm-hmm. history, mathematics, geography, none of it is really possible if you are going to only talk about the great leader and leave out the rest of the world.
Right.
They don't discuss the rest of the world and the advancement that had happened in the past 70 years. They kind of pretend the world doesn't exist and the world is only about the figure of the great leader. Like people think Kim Jong-un is a president. No, it's kind of almost like a god-like figure.
Yes, right.
It's like a cult religion is more a correct understanding of that role. It's been three generations of these guys, Kim Jong-un and his father and the grandfather, that have ruled North Korea. And it is really, it governs, the whole system revolves around this figure of the great leader. So that's mm-hmm. the only thing they teach. The citizens exist to serve that myth. So that's why education is not allowed. But when you don't allow education to the 25 million citizens, then the whole country is basically like a lobago. It's stuck.
Yes, right.
And under an abuse, daily abuse, where they can't do anything. They, you know, they can never go anywhere, see anything, do, you know, say anything. I mean, you can't really even fathom as an American what that life is. Is that life, human life? You know, I think this is what I struggled with as I lived with them, because humanity is also still there. You know, those kids were lovely and funny, adorable, you know, in some aspect, not unlike, you know, college kids mm-hmm. here.
Yes.
And then you see them subjected to this way of living, and it's just heartbreaking.
Wow, I bet. Now, you said one exercise that you had in class there was truth or lie. So you're trying to introduce them to critical thinking. But that's probably a foreign topic. I mean, that's like a whole other language talking, you know, about critical thinking.
I mean, it's because, you know, things like critical thinking, I realize that it's built in our education, you know. like when you're really writing essays, for example, like you do thesis sentence, you do an introduction paragraph,
right.
You do like you put evidences. All this process is logically trying to prove your point doesn't really work with them because they've never been taught to do that. In fact, they're not allowed to do that because you don't prove the great leader. You just have to believe in the great leader.
Yes,
so,
right.
You know, this process that our brain goes through in order to make something make sense, that was really difficult for me as a teacher to teach my students who are really smart also. I mean, this was the irony of it all. So if they, for all their life, discouraged from thinking critically because critical thinking, people are dangerous to a you know, North Korean system.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, the whole system exists to dumb down their people.
Exactly.
So I think that this is where the abuse is, and this is why North Korea is stuck like this for 70 years, where, you know, it's literally the darkness and the one darkness. You look at the NASA map, North Korea is the only dark spot.
I know, exactly. That's amazing when you see that. It tells you a whole lot right there. And Suki, I mean, you know, the thought comes to mind, imagine if the walls opened up and 25 million people that have lived like this are suddenly exposed to the world. I mean, what a culture shock, you know, they would be in for, right? I mean, not to mention them, but anybody that they would come in contact with as well.
I mean, that's exactly why this is a complicated problem, you know, like violations against humanity. I think that last generation. You know, people love to simplify the question as in like, oh, South Korea, North Korea, when will they unify? But the problem is really more about the psychological damage that's now occurred. And and how many generations will it take to undo this and really treat the way we treat trauma victims, really, right?
Exactly.
Because
right.
Like my children, I call them children, but they were 20, but they seemed a lot younger because that happens. When you abuse people, then they get infantilized. So they're so much younger than their age. Like this problem, I mean, as a Korean and American, and I think I felt just heartbroken daily because I didn't know how this is going to be fixed.
Well, and for you, you must have this sense, you know, a little bit of nationalism of thinking, you know, though it's North Korea, you're South Korea, but you're Korean, there's a bit of nationalism sentiment there for people. I mean, it's like, you know, they are part of you.
I mean, you know, I also come from a family that's been separated. Korean War, which happened from 1950 to 1953, separated millions of families.
Mm.
So I come from, like, a family where my grandmother lost her son during the war, and he ended up in North, and we ended up in South, and she never saw him again. He was 17. You know, she waited until her dying day for him to come home.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
This tragedy that had touched millions of Koreans, I think being in North Korea, trying to understand why this has happened through history, and there are these young men who are just stuck under this, I think it was just a complicated thought. And, you know, yes, there's a Korean feeling and my heartbreaking on that aspect, but just as a human being.
Yes, exactly.
The best we can do as human being is really what I kept thinking. You know, like, I mean, just on a larger aspect.
Right. Well, Suki, we're out of time. We've got to wrap it up. The book is available at all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Without you, there is no us. Undercover Among the Sons of North Korea. Suki Kim, a South Korean-born American investigative journalist. Thank you, Suki.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being